True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Bills-Ravens game, for a regular season game, gave you everything you could have possibly wanted. I also almost turned the game off at 40-25. Starting to settle in, night starting to wind down cold, and you're like, you know what? I'm like one punt from the Bills, one score from the Ravens, one stop from the Ravens away from absolutely turning this game off and disinterested. And even after they scored, I'm like, still going to have to screw it up and then the fumble and everything else inside there. You can take this a couple of ways, depending on who you're a fan of. You can either say these are two of the best teams in the NFL who did absolute war. You could say that the Ravens blew it like they often blow it. You could say, and if you say these are two of the best teams in the NFL, you would also have to be say they both have incredibly suspect defenses. And now I had more worries about the Bills defense going into it. I just took away that these are two teams who will go back and forth. Josh Allen is incredible and has done this a lot of times. And unfortunately, Josh Allen's reputation in the regular season is he does this more. And Lamar Jackson's reputation in the regular season is he does this more. As in, he blows the games more and Josh Allen is better as a comeback guy.
The playoffs are all that matters for both those teams and how they perform in the postseason.
Can they get past Mahomes?
But Josh Allen looked amazing. We already knew that. Lamar looked amazing. We already knew that. As far as their defenses, it's much like we were just discussing with the Chiefs. It's week one. I don't suddenly think that the Bills and Ravens are going to be bad defenses all season long. I think it was just a really, really high-level football game for week one of the season. To have everything clicking that way offensively was awfully impressive. Of course, Derrick Henry, until he fumbled, was putting together an all-time week one type of performance for a running back.
Yeah.
He looks like he's in just as good a shape as he's ever been.
D-Hop made that incredible catch.
Great catch from DeAndre Hopkins. Didn't see that last year in Kansas City, unfortunately.
Not even once.
One against Tampa.
Oh,
once.
That's right.
Once against three guys in the Tampa Bay game. But I think the Ravens, they'll have the same problem they've had for the last 4 or 5 years. Big moments. Even when they have a lead, they kind of, you know, pee down their leg a little bit. You know, that's basically what they did again last night. The Ravens have lost 8 games since the 2021 season, in which they had at one point a win probability of at least 90%. They have more than anybody else in football since 2021 in terms of being in those spots.
Crazy.
At one point, I think it was a 99% chance that the Ravens were going to win, and they lost. We saw what happened in the postseason last year against this very Bills team, where they should have won against Buffalo. I mean, this is now their last two losses have come to the Bills in two games they should have won.
And again, it's a regular season game, the same as the Chiefs losing to the Bills or the Ravens in the regular season. Does that mean how the postseason's going to go? And the Ravens and Bills have faced each other in the postseason, and I believe both have come out the victor, at least to this point. So it doesn't mean that that's how that portion of the season is going to go. Honest to God, my biggest takeaway is no. Other than Patrick Mahomes, or at least equal to Patrick Mahomes in this one area, Josh Allen will just like make something happen. He is great at making something happen. Look, Lamar Jackson's going to be an MVP contender again this year. He's one of the four best quarterbacks in the NFL. The same list doesn't change or apply. Is it weird that even though the Bills won, part of my takeaway is that Sean McDermott actively works against him. And then when Josh Allen just has to like be a superhero, things go a little.
Your take definitely had some more merit to it, I think, from last week.
Dude, when he went for two, I honestly can't understand it. When they were down eight and they went for two, or down nine, and they went for two, leaving themselves down two scores, I genuinely did not understand it. There was 12 and a half minutes remaining in the game. This is not one of the, well, they're going to have to go for two eventually. There's time for two scores. Hell, they scored two times in the final 3 minutes of the game. So there was definitely time for two more scores. You didn't necessarily have to get a touchdown and go for two if you're Buffalo. I couldn't believe it. And for a good chunk of the game, I thought the Bills' plan was not very good. They're just, you know, they have Josh Allen, so they were able to overcome a huge chunk of that. I know that it's probably not a great day to try to bag McDermott for a Bills win. I just felt like he was hurting them in that game. That's all.
Questionable decisions. They were fortunate to win, but you know, Josh Allen coming back and playing like that was just,
it was incredible.
Yeah, we've seen it from him before too. I mean, yeah, you know, I know the MVP conversation last year and the way everybody thought he kind of got out of sympathy. But that, just because you think Lamar should have won, doesn't mean that Josh Allen doesn't play at an MVP level each and every season. The question for him is always going to be, can he finally get over the hump in the postseason against Mahomes, if Mahomes is there? And for Lamar Jackson, it's the exact same. It's the exact same for both those guys. When will one of them, and who is it going to be, break through? I choose to think that it will be one of those two. You guys know my feeling about the rest of the AFC quarterbacks.
Yeah, I agree.
I would put my money on one of those two breaking through before others. We've gone through and talked about comparison legacies and contrasting previous quarterbacks and who's the Manning of this era, who's the Roethlisberger, who's the Marino and all that. And I've told you, like, I think these two will get a ring at some point. I think there's another guy, and Drew, plug your ears, that will be Dan Marino. That'll be a Hall of Famer that will not end up getting a ring. Josh Allen will end up getting one at some point in his career. So will Lamar.
I think one of the two for sure. I wouldn't necessarily bet against both. I do still think, like, that game was just a highlight of, you know, you could take it as ever you want, other fans. It must suck to be a Bills or a Ravens fan and get quarterback play at that level, this consistency over a 5-year time period, and have absolutely borderline nothing to show for it but a couple of regular season MVPs and a bunch of playoff losses to Patrick Mahomes.
But you know, there, if you're a Bills fan or even a Ravens fan, or I guess, you know, Cincinnati, whoever else you consider to be contenders in the AFC, certainly a Chargers fan, they're all licking their chops right now because I think Josh Allen and Sean McDermott in particular are smart enough to recognize this. But if you're a fan, you're looking at what Kansas City looked like in week one, and you're thinking, all right, this is finally our year because of one game. I think that's a mistake. We'll see how the scene, but they think the Chiefs are extremely vulnerable. The difference is the playoffs don't start on September the 8th. They have to be extremely vulnerable, yeah, on January 15th. Let's say, not on September 8th. And this was the conversation we had, I think, 2 years ago, when the Chiefs did not look all that impressive 2 years ago.
They got beat up pretty bad by the Bills in a regular season game.
And nobody was arguing that they were ready at that point in time to beat one of those teams. And in fact, like right now, they don't look anywhere close, obviously, ready to beat one of those teams. But you don't have to be ready to beat those teams in September. You have to be ready to beat them in January. And so that's where, going back to what we were discussing to start the show, like the level of panic, my panic level is fairly low. Concern level, high. Like, there's, I got a long list of concerns out of the Chiefs' performance, especially after seeing how Baltimore and Buffalo looked. But they don't play the Super Bowl. They don't play an AFC title game this early in the season. So that's why you shouldn't be panicking.
From a number one seed perspective, I would have preferred the Bills lost. Honestly, have you seen, they have no excuse to not be genuinely 7-0. Their next six games are Jets. Jets did look better. In fairness, Justin Fields had the best game of his entire career.
It's 1 week.
But still, Jets, Dolphins, Saints, Patriots, Falcons, Panthers. That's not exactly murderer's row.
But we knew that before the season started. I mean, we said that this is the year the Bills are likely going to be the number one seed. Last night, I mean, it doesn't guarantee anything, but it makes that extremely more likely. The one other team besides Kansas City, obviously, and even today as we sit here and talk about them, was Baltimore that you would worry about if you were Buffalo for the one seed. Yeah. Buffalo clearly had the inside track before last night, and now, I don't know what you call it now. I mean, they are on that road already towards the number one seed because of that.
Can I ask, more likely to continue, Daniel Jones' performance in week one or Justin Fields?
That's Drew's hometown team, Fields. The Indianapolis Colts, Daniel Jones.
You said Fields awfully quick there. Daniel Jones scored on every single possession that they took.
Your hometown team, Your Colts.
Anyone brave enough to start Daniel Jones on a fantasy league yesterday? They felt great.
Yeah, it's the hometown team, but one did it against the Pittsburgh Steelers and a healthy defense, and then the other one did it against the Dolphins, who look really, they just look really bad.
Yeah, the Dolphins are
no other way to put
a dumpster fire. Daniel Jones as a quarterback in Indy is better than Anthony Richardson as a quarterback in Indy. We said that before the season started, but that was more about that was more about Miami just being completely out of whack. Yeah, Justin Fields, to his credit, in the Jets, they were extremely competitive. I don't know what's going on with the Steelers defense, but it's week one. Like, I don't think the Steelers defense will be that bad. I don't think Justin Fields is doing that every week now either. If he does that, then obviously the Jets are going to win 8-9 games, and they're not, but you and I don't think Drew even thinks they're anywhere near 8 or 9 win Jets team this year. So
maybe I'm not remembering it well. Did the Jets do something wrong to Aaron Rodgers other than him just getting hurt and not being good? You see a shot after the game?
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Glenn did tell him directly that they didn't
doing
need him.
Anything mean to the Jets. You're like, what the hell?
I mean, they cut him and basically said, we don't want you. So that's enough motivation for most people in life, right?
All right, that's fair.
You know,
I mean, like, they didn't do, but it's like they did them wrong in he was there.
They didn't do anything that doesn't happen to every other player, but every other player would still be motivated. If you pick any Chiefs player cut,
like Mike Pinnell would be motivated.
I'm sure Mike Pinnell, and they're not going to play unless they play in the playoffs, but like, I'm sure Mike Pinnell would be happy to beat the Chiefs right this second. That's just, you know, that's just how it works, I think, and
Aaron Rodgers had a good game too. Who would have thought quarterback duel between Aaron Rodgers and Justin Fields in week one?
We said on Friday, Aaron Rodgers going to go and play, have his best game in New York that he ever had. 4 touchdowns. Now, I think a lot of it was scheme driven, but that's fine. Arthur Smith, to his credit, you know, it wasn't like Aaron Rodgers was out there, you know, in literally carving them up. It was a lot of great play design. Guys were wide open, which is fine. That's hey, there's no, like, that's better than what it has been in Pittsburgh, but it's not like Rodgers was dropping dimes into tight spots and you're like, wow, he can't miss.
It was just,
it was great play design. Guys were wide open, and that's what they're going to have to do. Scheme guys open for Aaron Rodgers throughout the season.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.